Life begins when communication starts. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, after just having had a tremendous talk on the mores of man and animals. Life begins when communication starts. How often have you talked with your mother, your father, your sisters, your brothers, your aunts, your uncles, your cousins, your grandmother, your grandfather? How often have you talked to them? How often have you talked to your husband and your wife? How often have you talked to your children? How often have you talked to your minister? How often have you talked to your teacher in school? How often have you talked to anybody? You know, life begins when communication starts. Now, if we were to take the illustration of a child, and this child is going to go to school, and the little boy next door says to the child, "You're going to school, huh?" "Yeah." "What are you going to do in school?" The other child hasn't started that either. And the child says, "Well, according to my mom and dad, in school you learn things." "Well, what things do you learn?" "Well, you learn about animals, you learn about people, you learn how to read and write, you learn how to count, you learn how to do all sorts of great stuff." "Well, I haven't been in school yet. I'm the same age as you are. And you know, I can read, I can write, I can count. How can you do that?" "Well, my mommy says, how many dogs are in the yard?" And I say, "There's 1,000, there's 1,000,000 of them." And mommy says, "Now, come on, let's be reasonable. Let's look in the yard and how many dogs are there?" "There's 2 of them." "How do you know there are 2? Because there's a 1 and there's a 1 and that's 2. "Well, my God, kid, you're not in school and you can do arithmetic. You can do addition. And you can also logic. You said there's 1,000,000 dogs in the yard, and you looked at the yard and you observed that there were only 2, and you said there were 2. Now, why, son, did you say there were dogs?" "Well, because they're dogs." "Well, why didn't you say there were cats? If you could say there's 1,000,000 of them, you could say there are cats too, you know. Why didn't you say they're cats?" "Well, because they're dogs, Mom." "Now, Mom, look at, see, they're over there in our neighbor's yard. They have 7 cats." "Well, how do you know there are 7 cats?" "Look, Mom, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. "Well, son, you can count and you're not even in school yet." "Oh, Mom, of course I can do anything. You always told me I have knowledge inside of me. I have all knowledge inside of me. I'm wise, I'm intelligent." "Well," and she's right. When my mom told me that, she's right. And you know, I sit down and I watch my mom and dad reading the newspaper, and I go over there and I look at the newspaper and I look at the headlines and I see these words. And I see M-A-N, and it says man. And then I see W-O-M-A-N, that says woman. Oh, hey, that's neat. Man and woman have almost the same names, you know. Now, there's one man, and then there's 2 men. And the 2 men is 2 men. There's men is more than one man. Oh, hey, that's great. You learn it all by yourself? Sure. Because something inside of me says, you understand that. I know that I know that I know. I know that I know that I know. I understand that. Hey, kid, you know, you're super. I go to school tomorrow, and I'm going to be ready to know all that stuff already. I'm going to go to my teacher, and I'm going to say, hey, do you teach these things in school? And yes, we do. Well, and then I'm going to tell her some of the things I know. And the boy says, friend, neighbor, John, don't. Don't tell the teachers what you know. Because the teachers want to think that they're teaching you. That's what my mommy said. The world wants to pretend that you don't know. And they want to tell you everything because they pretend you don't know. And then they want to have you memorize things that they think that you don't know. And you know that already because you say, I know that I know that I know. Well, the little boy, very cool, very smart. he realized the truth of what his neighbor was saying. And so when he went to school, he acted blah, 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 like all the other rest of the kids, dum-dum, you know, and he just had fun. When he went home, then he learned. Then he learned all sorts of things. But at school, he just let the teacher think she was teaching him. But he already knew it all. But he was not about to make that teacher unhappy that she didn't teach him something, that he didn't need her. He didn't want to make her unhappy because she's being paid to be happy to babysit them, you know. So, communication, life begins when communication starts. And communication starts when? Communication starts when we begin to listen within ourselves and begin to understand who and what we are, and that we indeed know everything already. Now, do you know everything already? Do you have all the wisdom of the universe in you already? No! That's what you tell yourself. No! That's what you tell yourself. No! That's what you tell yourself again and again and again. So pretty soon you're going to believe it. It's not true, but you're going to believe it. You're going to believe you don't know everything. All because you've been telling yourself all of your life, and your mommy and your daddy and your sisters and your brothers and your aunts and your uncles and your cousins and your teachers, everybody in the world tells you, you don't know nothing. And you know everything. What a wise world we would have if everyone were to tell everyone else, you know. You know the right thing to do. You know what's correct. You know what is good. You know how to read. You know how to write. You know how to... Who's the first reader and the first writer? Did they have somebody teach them how to read and write? The first speaker. The first one to use words and language. Blah, blah, oh, oh, come, 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 come. And you put your hand out, come, come. You know, and pretty soon everybody says, oh, that's the way you get someone to come. You, oh, come, 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 come. And pretty soon the word come is without the hand. And pretty soon, come with me. That means, you know, to Susama, together, to come with me, you know. And where did that all come from? It came from the mind. Now, you say, boy, that was really primitive. You bet. And all things are primitive when you first start out. But once life begins, when communication starts, when you can relate one to the other, when you can talk one to the other, when you can share what's going on, when you can do the one thing that all the world knows how to do very well but needs practice in, unconditional love. When you can love everybody, when I say to you, come, 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 you know, and I put my hand up saying come, and you say, are you happy with me, or are you a friendly person? Are you a nice person? Are you a person I want to be around? You see, you're making all these judgments. You're doing all this thinking, and you don't realize you're doing all that thinking. And then you observe that that person is a nice person. He pets his dog, you know. He doesn't tie a can around a cat's tail or something like that. He's just a nice person. And he smiles. Look at that smile. Oh, I think I even like that person. Yes. And you see, all that communication goes on. And then life begins when the communication is going on. Because that's the time that we are all thinking one with the other. Now, how can seven children play in the play box? When seven children are from seven different countries, from seven different nationalities, and they just arrived in the sandbox from their native home, where they did things differently than wherever, somewhere else maybe, and all seven children at the end of an hour or maybe less are communicating with one another, talking to one another, telling one another what their thoughts are, each in their own language, and yet in a universal language, the language of unconditional love. And they communicate with one another, and they are the bestest, bestest, bestest of friends. And they're the happiest, happiest, happiest of children. And they want to play with each other again the next day, even though they have a chance to play with people who speak the same language they do. They'd rather speak with these kids here who, with unconditional love, are sharing with each other. with unconditional love, are communicating in the most beautiful, wonderful, permanent way. And the less of each other's language that they know, the more they have to remain on universal terms. Mm-hmm. The more they have to remain on unconditional love, the more they have to remain on... There's no possession in seven languages and seven groups of people, individuals, who are together playing. How do you say, this is mine, this is mine? You know, I share. Share! That's what's done in communication. It's sharing of ideas, sharing of language, and sharing of all things. Now, can you do that? No. You have been taught by your parents, this is my shoe, this is my hat, this is my coat, this is my toy. Don't you let anybody take it from you, and don't lose it. It's your toy. And what's the world made up of? The world is made up of sharing. Here, would you like to play with my toy? Here, would you like to have my doll? Here, would you like to have this? Every child...
My life.
Gives giving. Every child wants to give everything they have to everybody else, and they don't claim it. And every child, an honest, innocent, beautiful child, has more things to play with than ever in the world. And its favorite toys, as the saying always went, were the pots and pans under the sink. And, of course, we don't keep our pots and pans under the sink anymore. We have special cupboards for them, and we have all that. But, you see, that's what the world's all about, is communication. And when kids have pots and pans, what do?
They
make noise. And the louder the noise, the more fun they're having. Does it bother each other? Not at all. Mommy and Daddy, maybe. But it doesn't bother. They're communicating. They're having fun. Life begins only when communication starts. Because if there's no communication, there's no life. And what happens when people die? They stop communicating. They stop communicating on this level of consciousness. And they say, you know, I'm ready for another experience. And poof. Off they go. And people who struggle to remain alive, who go to doctors, who go to dentists, who go to psychiatrists, who go to hospitals, who go to rest homes, who, they try to stay alive, are the stupidest people in the world, because they are ready to go to their next adventure. Let go. Let go and go. Don't hang on. What good are you doing being a vegetable in a rest home, you know? What good are you doing being a vegetable in a hospital? What good are you doing being a vegetable at any time? Man's not made to be a vegetable. He's made to communicate. Now, I'm not saying we should all die. We all will make that transition from this experience to another experience, and some will take our bodies with us and some will not, and that makes no difference because the body all well goes to dust. Wherever it is, if you take it with you, it's dust, and you reform it in whatever it is that new life dimension is going to be. The new life dimension may be just all heads, may just all be your brains, you know, it may be all wise. And how does the brain and the head get around? It thinks itself wherever it wants to go and does whatever it wants to do. Why should the brain and the body and the rather excuse me why should the brain and the head have to take care of a body? They have a body just because it's a vehicle for them. Now, what if they were just to levitate, teleport, and do all these things and go next to each other? No. Oh, well, you can't have sex that way. Well, who needs it? You can't have love that way. Who needs it? Love is caring about one another. It's not necessarily associating with one another. Communication begins. It starts only when life begins. And when life begins, all communication is wonderful and beautiful and good. Now, I've told you a lot of crazy things this morning, and they're all true. And think about them, because you might want to do that instead of worrying about hanging on to a decrepit soul, not soul, decrepit body. Because when your body says, I'm ready to go, it's ready to go. And then let it go. And that's what the dogs are telling us. It's time to go. Have a good morning and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.